It's possible Duke Energy's Cayuga coal plant might not shut down after all. The utility reached an agreement with the Coal Trade Association Tuesday. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the agreement says Duke Energy will study the idea of selling the coal plant if it gets the right approvals from the state.
Duke Energy's original plan was to close the aging Vermilion County coal plant and build a new $3 billion natural gas plant to serve its growing customers. But both President Donald Trump and Governor Mike Braun have released executive orders that support extending the life of Indiana's coal plants, which could decrease the cost of operating Cayuga. In the settlement with Reliable Energy, Inc., Duke said it will hire an engineering firm to study the feasibility of building the new gas plant and keeping Cayuga running. But that's only if the state approves the gas plant and the settlement. Duke has also asked the state to allow it to recover the cost of the study from its ratepayers. The group Citizens Action Coalition says it has concerns about what selling Cayuga would mean for Duke's customers, coal ash cleanup at the plant, and the greenhouse gas emissions of operating both the coal and gas plant at the same time. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.